Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, Joel Dreesen, tight end for the Houston Texans, stopped by the offices and took part in a one-hour live online chat. We caught up with him afterwards and heard what he's doing this offseason, amongst other things.
You just got done with an online live chat. You had all sorts of questions come your way about your injury, your rehab, the season that was, even the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. How much fun is it doing something like that? Because you really connected with a lot of folks from your past.
You know, it meant a lot. I guess I didn't realize how much of a fan following and, you know, support element I had from Colorado. But it meant a lot to know that they'd check out the website and see what's going on with the Texans and with myself. And I'd never done a live chat, and it was a lot of fun.
It was really cool. One of the things I liked most about it, you had one-year-old teachers in class, kind of with the class following along, asking you some questions. How neat was that for you?
You know, that was really neat because he teaches a class that, I think it's a health class that kind of just coaches kids through that portion of their life. So I felt very honored that he would use me as an example for his class. And, you know, it meant a lot. And hopefully they got something out of it.
Well, speaking of health, we just touched on it. You just touched on it. How is everything and exactly what happened? What did you just have done?
Well, I had a little tear in my rotator cuff and a little tear in the labrum. So I had a couple different issues going on in my right shoulder. Fortunately, our team doctors did a great job in going in there last week and repairing it. I was in misery there for a couple days. It was tough sleeping in the recliner, still sleeping in the recliner, but I was in a lot of pain. But, you know, God bless my wife. She's you know, 8 months pregnant, and here she is waiting on me hand and foot because I can hardly move. I'm in so much pain. But I'm doing a lot better now. Our rehab process is going good. So I'll be here all off season, and, yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, you were able to play through the pain. A lot of guys are kind of like that, you know, at other positions with other injuries. So now they're in somewhat of a similar boat with this. So you're rehabbing with a lot of guys. Is it kind of fun getting to see some of those teammates that you might not have seen otherwise?
Well, you know, one thing about being here every day, it's good to be here every day with teammates. You know, obviously, unfortunately, we got a lot of guys in there rehabbing right now, but like I said on the live chat, you know, I work closely with Owen, so Owen's in there taking care of his knee, and Tim Bowman, and Antoine Molden, Dwayne Brown, all those guys who had, you know, little procedures here at the end of the year are in there, you know, and we're already getting ready for next year by taking care of our bodies, so that's definitely very encouraging.
All right, let's talk a little football. I know you're tired of talking about that shoulder and everything, but you got to start for a good chunk of the season this year. With all that experience as a starter now on offense, what do you think that means for your future?
Well, hopefully it just means I'm a better overall football player. I think that definitely what it means. Obviously, once you're a starter, you never want to go back to not being a starter. But with that being said, I completely understand that Owen's a very, very gifted and special football player, and he's the starter for a reason. And hopefully that just makes us better. Hopefully, you know, our offense will use both of us more, which obviously I think they will. And like I said, it just leads to more better football players. I think Coach Kubiak said it best. He said, you know, we've lost, you know, I don't know how many starters it was during the course of the year, and, you know, we're still on our way to our best record ever. So it says something about the depth of this football team and that we're improving as a whole.
Yeah, if you'd have said in August that you're going to lose Steve Slayton, you're going to lose Owen Daniels, et cetera, a lot of folks wouldn't have had you guys finishing at 9-7, right?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say is when your backups are now starters and they're helping your team be better than they've ever been, then you're in a good position.
Just layers the depth, and that's a luxury for the new offensive coordinator, Rick Dennison. How excited are you having him here, and how much interaction have you had with him recently, in the past, at all?
You know, I've met him a couple of times actually in Colorado. He's a Colorado State guy, so we need more of those.
I was going to ask about that.
We need more of those around. But, yeah, I've met him before. Great guy, you know. Obviously, him and Coach Kubiak have worked together quite a bit, so there's, you know, obviously some synchronizing going there, and hopefully we won't miss a beat and be an even better offense in 2010.
How much of a relief is it for you guys knowing that the system's not really going to change too much. It's sort of keeps the continuity going.
That's very important because, you know, my first 2 years in the league, I had two completely different offenses. And just learning the terminology and the basically the little details to every single play, it takes time. And as far as, you know, now I'll be in the same offense for the fourth year, that's big time. Just as far as, like I said, knowing and performing the little details and doing the little things right, it just allows you to be that much better.
On a daily basis, what's a chronology like? What are you doing here on a daily basis while you're rehabbing?
Well, basically, yeah, get here, you know, fairly early in the morning, about 8 o'clock or so, and just get warmed up, do some of the modalities they call them, you know, with the ice compression and some of the electronic stem and that sort of thing, and then you start your exercises. Basically, for me right now, they're kind of limited because I'm so fresh out of surgery. Basically, a lot of manual stretching and some little strengthening exercises right now to get all the muscles around my injury stronger. And then I go through those, and then obviously I got to do a few things to stay in cardiovascular shape, so I'll hop on the bike or hop in the swimming pool and do those things. And I'm usually out of here by noon, so it's I still get somewhat of an off season.
Well, we know you're still a busy guy, and we want to let you get going, but your wife is expecting. Are you more nervous about the upcoming baby, or are you more nervous about getting ready for the 2010 season? It's probably a dumb question and an obvious one, but...
You know, I'm really excited for my son to be here. Like I said on the live chat, I think, you know, my wife's been awesome. Like I said, she's, you know, 8 months pregnant, and she was waiting on me, but I think we're going to make great parents. We're very excited about that, and with that being said, I'm also very excited about the 2010 season. Right now, it's a tough time of year, to be honest with you. You know, watching these guys in the playoffs, that's not a good feeling. You know, we've done that for a few years now, and I'm very jealous of those guys. It looks like so much fun to be able to just fight for the opportunity, you know, to play in those AFC, NFC championship games and ultimately the Super Bowl. I do believe that, you know, we will be in the postseason eventually, and it's going to be a great feeling when that happens.
Well, I speak for many in saying good luck. Congratulations on the upcoming baby, and we can't wait to see you back in good health and back playing some football, Joel.
Well, thank you. It means a lot. Appreciate it.